Your heart beats faster and faster.
You can have your funerals. You can keep your cremations. When I die, I'm going zombie. Ladies and gentlemen, as the sun sets in the west on another beautiful weekend, this is your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
That's right, Paranormal Broadcasting, where two men enter. And probably both of them will leave. And one of them will probably get pulled over on the way home and have to explain to the officer that, hey, they're a radio star. Let them go.
Yeah, leave us alone, coppers. Hey, gang, we are back live in studio as usual. We'll be in the GD chat room all night long.
And you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
That's right. And this is your ghost man, Sean B.
And that would leave me being Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And that make this the Sunday, May 23rd broadcast of our little show.
Well, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris and broadcast live on Absurd Radio and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal Radio and the Black Vault Radio Network.
It's absurd. Yeah. It's good to be back, baby. It's good to be home. It feels good. I'm cleaning the rust off the pipes right now, man. But tonight's guest, guys, you get us. You get us for a whole hour and a half. We're going to reminisce about how we got into the biz, how it all started for us. And we got Bonnie Jo from Ghostly Talk Radio stopping by, close personal friend of the show. She's going to be in the chat room and live in studio tonight, busting chops. So you guys hold on to your seats. You don't want to miss that.
And, you know, we could always wind up calling one of our friends like Magnus Apollo or...
We got to get a call in line because we need to get the get like nights like tonight. We could have the listeners call in and tell us what they want to talk about,
Sean,
what's on their mind.
Sean, we used to have a call in line and we would beg people to call in. And we'd have like two people call in every week. And there was the same two people to tell us, you know, that we were wonderful. And we love that. But
we love compliments for sugar.
Anyway. Beyond all that, and beyond tonight, and beyond the show, and beyond everything except our listeners, because they rock.
Beyond time and space.
Beyond everything out there. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast. And it starts right now.
Woo-woo.
Are you heathens and hooligans? You won't get the hell out of here. Follow someone else for a while now, brother. I can use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need this. I want to make this perfectly clear.
Thank you, Demon Bob.
You know, I forgot to introduce Demon Bob there, and I want to apologize to everybody out there who logged in on time and heard Sean blow your eardrums out. We were having low microphone problems at the beginning of the show, and so I turned up all the volume. And forgot to test it before we went live.
So we blew their eardrums out.
Oh, yeah. Mine, too. I it was literally one of those comical scenes where I'm pulling my earphones off when we started.
When I was doing my crazy man laugh.
Yes, that would be it.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. It's good to see the listeners out there, man.
It is.
All our friends, they're in the chat room, man. I missed you guys. It feels good to be back in studio. I took some time off, man. Things have been crazy, but I am back. Rest assured, I'm not going anywhere. And I never got too far away from it. I've always been checking the tabloids and the local,
to see what trouble we'd been getting into while he was gone. That's what he was checking.
Yeah. I was waiting to see you guys on America's Most Wanted, but that never happened. So the show's been going on without me, man. It's been doing it.
Well,
so.
We took the last couple weeks off. It wasn't the same without you here, Sean. And
right.
Also, you know, I lost my poor kitty, the Beretta cat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, sorry.
Anybody who was around listening when I lost Giacomo, my last cat, you know that I lose it when I lose a pet. So I took some time off, too. So.
Yeah.
But... Mm.
I was going over this. I think people, we're going to have to start writing a prescription for antidepressants when they listen to this show. This has been one hell of a year, man. I mean, my God, it's ready for the coin to flip. You know, it's been crazy. It's been one blow after another to the G&D show, I think. And, well, it started out with, it's been mixed year, 2009 and 2010. I mean, we've had great success. And
ups
then,
and downs, ups and downs. Still no word on Extreme Paranormal's future.
That's it, guys. No word on it. We went out there and busted our butt, man. We were out there. We were doing our thing, and boom.
Yep. Then they just, I guess, bought too many paranormal shows for the season. And weren't sure if they were going to bring us back this season. So if you were to
see that, they bought like 20, yeah. And they didn't pick up any of them. So
yeah. So it's like, you guys liked Extreme Paranormal? Be sure and tell A&E, because we're waiting to hear something.
Yeah. Well, I think A&E's passed the buck. We're going on to bigger and better places. Hopefully another network will pick us up and we'll be able to go. But if they don't, who knows what'll happen tomorrow? The sun sign will still come up, I'm sure. So
yeah.
But we did get to do that, you know, and that's some of the stuff I want to get into tonight on the show. Some of our listeners don't know, Demon Hunter, how we started this thing and how we got involved and what kind of ride we've been on, man. You know, we'll have to break that down for people. I'm sure I had a guy email me the other day, and he wanted to know, dude, how did you guys do all this? You know, and I actually stopped and thought about it and said, wow, I never really thought about it. It has been a wild ride. How did we do all this?
It's been crazy. So from you and I, like, joking on the fields of Gettysburg.
That
we could do a show like Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And starting it off just as a fun thing to do on Sunday nights right after Ghostly Talk. And the ups and the downs and the friends we've made and the things we've seen in paranormal, you know, the paranormal activity we've seen. The bizarreness that you can only call it the bizarreness of the paranormal community.
Bizarro.
But it's you know, you've got friends one day, and the next day you've got, you know, you've got bitter rivals. And it's crazy stuff. And but, you know, I'm okay with it. There's no one out there, either through Ghostman and Demon Hunter or Extreme Paranormal, who has said one word against me that I would not just say, hey, you know, I don't have anything against them. You know,
they can all eat me, so that's how I deal with that, you know. But I just wanted to say big shout out to our good friend Keith Age from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. Yeah. I heard this week from Bobby T that there's been some medical issues with him. Nothing too serious, I hope. So big prayers out to Keith Age, man. We hope you're going to keep rocking for a long time, and we hope everything goes smooth with that.
Well, you know, it's funny, too. I got asked a while back about by someone – you know, why is it that people who deal with malevolent haunts and stuff like that have so many health issues?
Malevolent.
And I told him, you know, I honestly think it's a lot of the high stress level that goes on with everything we do.
It could be. And it could be most paranormal investigators smoke like 20 packs of cigarettes a day. And
yes, but always outside of the investigation, never inside the investigation. Those smeary ectoplasms you see, that's never cigarette smoke. No.
I've never seen a person go, look at this ghost I caught, this apparition of the Marlboro man floating through the cemetery, man. That was the good old days, though. See, I remember that stuff. I was talking to Bonnie, guys, the other day. Listeners around the world. Oh, let me say that. I haven't said it for a while. Thanks for joining us, guys, from around the world for what's sure to be another great episode of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. It's good to be back home. I missed you. I love you all. Mwah. It's good to be back. But I was talking to Bonnie about that, Nathan, that I have been so caught up with life and the house and the kids and planning my vasectomy because no more kids for the ghost, man. And I have been so...
Wait.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
I've missed hitting that button.
kids are beautiful. Ex-wives should come with a warning label, man. But anyway, that's so I've gotten away from ghost hunting. You know, and I was talking to you a little bit about that on Saturday, man. And I, you know, a lot of people, Ghost Chaser said some stuff. He was trying to get me involved in a case that was going on. And, you know, there's all these things I want to do and get doing. It seems like all I've been doing is working. And I've figured it out, man. I've gotten away, and I think we do this sometimes in radio. I've gotten away from what was the whole motivation that started us in this. The love of the hunt, man. Going to the cemeteries, doing dropping the EVP out, going to the haunted locations. You know what I'm saying, man?
Well, I think for me, that was like one of the big things for Extreme Paranormal for me, was the fact that for me, it wasn't going out and setting up the gear and all that. It was being in those incredible places and like just trying to feel what was going on around there and to trying to think about what it was like when the events that occurred.
Right.
And try and see the world from those people's perception and then try and figure out what the ghosts were dealing with. You know, it was a whole psychology thing for me. But yeah, I just don't get out as much as I used to. I mean, let's face it, our Sunday nights are shot. We're on the radio, but that's because we love everybody out there.
This is pretty much the only paranormal thing that I get to do anymore, except for read about the paranormal. We used to be active on cases quite often. It's just, when do you find the time anymore? That's a good, we should have somebody come on. We need a paranormal planner. How do you find the time? An active investigator. How do you juggle a family and your dating life, if you're dating, and you know, still have time to go to clients' house and see what's going on there? That's tough times, man.
It is tough to get all that in and still have a life. And for me, you know, one of the things I miss is the conferences. I have not been to a conference in a year.
Me too.
And, you know, the last conference I was at was, oh, God, maybe a year and a half ago. And I love going out and seeing everybody out there. But, you know, it's a matter of planning time off work, travel expenses. You know, a lot of these conferences, folks, we pay to go to them just so that we can see everyone. And, you know, that's no different than you folks who pay to go see them, too. But if we're going to six or seven of them, that can catch up with us in the cost.
This is the most fantastic story I've ever heard.
I love dropping that on you.
Sean Burris, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Burris.
I remember. Next,
he's going to tell you about the Red Room Riddle.
It's, the Red Room Riddle. Hey, man. That's where it all started for me. I got the book here at the house. But I was going to read a little clip from the, but I figured I'd killed that book, so I wasn't going to open the show up with that. So I'm going zombie when I die. And I've been hearing a lot about that. Everybody's talking about, it seems like, I'm 34 now, and it seems like the older we get, our families, I don't know if you guys out there, listeners, I don't know if you're with me on this, but our families, the older your parents get and stuff, they start talking about death more. I know we've had some deaths in the family. They try to get their stuff, you know, we need to get this done. I'm going to give you this, I'll give you that. And you just get so sick of it, Demon Hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, we deal with death. I mean, I deal with ghosts, man. I don't deal with corpses. You know what I'm saying? I got to deal with corpses too at work.
I was going to say, you have to get on the air with me every week. So
Right. So, dealing with, you know, the ghost is a different thing, man. That's a cosmic thing for me. But dealing with the death day in, day out, that's just, it's getting old, man. It brings me down, you know.
It is. And it's one of those things where, you know, you wonder how people who work in a mortuary deal with it, you know, because, you know, I used to love that show 6 Feet Under and all the crazy stuff that would happen. And you would sit there and go, how do people who actually live in, like, this world where their world is death deal with that?
How do you go home and eat a ham sandwich after you drain the blood from a human being on a table? You know, I'm glad somebody's out there that's doing it, but wow.
Oh,
man. I don't know, man.
And if I smoke too many more of these cigars, you know, that's where everybody's going to have to come and see me. I went back down to Butthead's Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut this week.
Where'd you go?
Butthead's Tobacco Emporium.
Hold on a second. I'm a little slow here. Buttheads.
There you go. Picked myself up some Camacho cigars and enjoying one tonight. But
Camacho.
This is the funnest night ever.
Sean is back with the sound effects, ladies and gentlemen. And you're not here, you missed it. You missed it live. To hear me go, oh God.
Yeah, I missed it. But it is good. It's good to be back, man. And me and Nathan decided we weren't going to have a guest tonight because it's been so long it's been at least 6 weeks since I've done a show.
Yeah.
And we just want to come on and talk to you guys and see what's on your mind. So if you got any questions out there for us, go ahead and feel free to pop them into the chat room. I'm watching.
And, you know, Sean, we do not have a call-in line, but we do have a chat room, and people can ask us questions. And if they really want to ask something, they can private message me in the chat room and give me their phone number, and I will connect to them.
That's true. We can do that. We can do that. We can bring you in on this show. But it's been a wild ride, man, the whole show and everything. Heck, we're working on our fourth year right now.
Yeah, going on it. And
podcast.
You know, last 2 years in a row among the top 10 paranormal broadcasts in the country. So
You know what? We might not be the best. We might not always have the most entertaining guest on, but we are who we say we are. You know what I mean? You see what you get. You get what you see, man. There is no.
And you're going to hear it all here. It's not like we're going to have somebody come on just so we can knock them down a peg. You come on our show, we never tell you you're wrong. We can disagree with you. But we never tell you you're wrong.
We've had a couple disagreements. Not many. Not many.
Yeah. I mean, except for Sean. I tell Sean he's wrong all the time.
Yeah, I hear that quite a bit.
Wrong.
Yeah, you get used to it. The older you get, the kids say you're wrong. Everybody else. So it's been a wild ride, man. It's been a wild 3.5 years, and I'm glad to be part of it. We made some great friends. We've done some great things on the road. That's what we need to get back to. I mean, like you said, being out of the conferences, being out of the loop, is just it's so hard to travel, though, because me and you were flying everywhere, and then all of a sudden we had the TV show, so we were flying everywhere with that.
Yeah, and and then you come home, and you're like, wow, I have let 2 years of my life slip by. I got to catch up on some laundry.
The underwear's kind of stiff.
Well, that was, there is a simple thing to tell people about. People have always asked me crazy questions about, like, what was the hardest thing when you were out filming and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'll tell you, one of the hardest things was laundry.
Swamp ass.
you get out there. There's no place to do your laundry half the time. You've got to have clothes for the day, clothes for when you're filming. You got to have 2 pairs of everything. Because if you fall down in the mud and they say, oh, man, we don't want to put that on TV, you got to have a second pair of clothes to change into that are exactly like the ones you were in. It's a crazy, crazy world out there.
Oh. Bonnie's texting me saying, are we calling her or what? She's getting impatient.
Well, you know, Bonnie Joe of Ghostly Talk, ladies and gentlemen, since Ghostly Talk has not been on the air for a while, Bonnie Joe gets very impatient when she doesn't get to talk. And
she does.
But since we love her dearly, I think I can probably add her in right now. Let's see.
Let's bring her up.
Let's see here.
Shelly in the chat room said, come do my laundry while you're at it, Nate. So we should have a drawing to have Nathan come do your laundry for a whole week.
I don't think anybody wants to win that prize. Trust me, my laundry kind of comes out gray, all of it. It's why everything I wore on TV was black and gray. Cause
that's the way to do it, man. The last suit you'll ever wear. That's it. The last color, at least, black.
Oh, let's see here. I gotta add a caller, right? Yeah, that's what.
Add a caller in. So, the last time I was on, we had the skull, the alien skull gentleman on. I forget his name now.
That's right.
Lloyd.
Yep. That was right, Lloyd. Yep.
Yeah, we had him on. He was rocking out. So we got to line up some cool guests for this year, guys, for you. And if you got any suggestions at all, people you want to hear on the show, shoot us an email. Let us know, because that's how we rock and roll, man. We need to know.
So, here we go. We're ringing. It's good. Uh-oh. It means the phone is home. There we go.
Hello,
Bonnie Joe.
What are you doing?
Apparently you're getting impatient. That's what you get.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah, everybody, listeners around the world, this is Bonnie Joe from Ghostly Talk Radio. She is one of the co-hosts, the talent.
The princess, the goddess of the paranormal, one of the national treasures of the paranormal community. Bonnie Joe Spitler.
Well, you guys are laying it on thick tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're our saving grace. You're our guest. So you got to lay down some knowledge on everybody today. We were talking about this last year, how it's been a wild ride, and how we got into it, Bonnie, and how it all started. What do you think? What's been going on with you?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great thing to hear from a guest on a show. Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it? Don't you wish you were me?
Well, Shelly in the chat room, a lot of people, Opal Daisy, they're saying, hey, Bonnie, we miss you, we miss you, we miss you. You can't see them because you're not in there tonight. But, you know, you got a lot of big fans out there, and they know that we love you. You're like a sister to us. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people want to hear Ghostly Talk back on the air, too. Is there any news on what's going on with that? That's been pretty quiet.
I would actually like to hear Ghostly Talk back on the air myself because I'm going a little crazy.
Yeah.
All this free time really isn't good for me because it's just leading to trouble.
True.
Because, you know, from 6 to 9, well, basically from 5 to 10 every Sunday I was spoken for. And now that I'm not, it's like they turned a caged animal loose in Michigan, and it's really
you
ugly.
You were tag team between two men. It was crazy.
The video's
you
out already?
Seen a grown man naked?
Oh, my Lord. I didn't think the video would get out that quick, but whatever.
I know. But what was I going to say about the Ghostly Talk? It's been a while. I know you guys are...
It has been a while. It's been since October 8th. I want to say.
Yeah.
October 18th or October 19th. But I think the 18th.
You know, are like Scott and Doug and you, are you still doing conferences even though you're not on the air?
We haven't done anything since October other than Scott's sister's wedding. And if you haven't seen the pictures from that, go to my Facebook page immediately because Scott's in a kilt.
Yeah. Well, pantyless.
I did see those pictures, and I have to say, I didn't know Amber could look grown up.
Oh, listen, you know, not to change the subject, but I got to tell you guys something real funny. I was going through the archives today, and I'm looking for stories, the news, and late breaking stuff to read tonight to the listeners. And I came across this ad for what do you call the people that drive the dump trucks and they spread the gravel, pea gravel in your driveways and stuff. You know, that's what this advertisement was for. And I swear, it had a picture of the dump truck, and it was flipped up, and it was dumping pea gravel in this dude's driveway. And it said, we'll spread them, she'll love it.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, are you serious? This was like in the Southside Times, Indianapolis, it's like a Christian newspaper. I was like, wow, they missed that one. Woo! Oh,
what the hell am I supposed to say to that?
I want to know how us talking about Amber looking grown up.
Exactly. How did you make that segue?
You got but, filthy in here all of a sudden.
No, seriously, with that wedding, Amber and I, we got together like a week before because, you know, we had a roast for Doug.
Oh, I missed that.
And,
that's right.
That's okay. There's going to be one for me and one for Scott as well. So there's plenty of time to be hateful to the hosts of Ghostly Talk. But the week before, we had a roast for Doug. And we decided that we were going to use Scott's sister's wedding as an opportunity to shock some people because Amber and I never look like girls, and we are not girly girls. And,
okay.
You know,
what are you, men?
So, yes, mine is bigger than yours. That's all I'm saying. anywho, we're not girly girls. We're not, you know, let's spend 4 hours on our hair and our makeup and wear heels and paint our toes and wear dresses. And so we decided that day was going to be opposite day. And if Scott could wear a skirt, then we could wear dresses.
Yeah.
So we did. And now, wow, that hurt. Scott and I, We've been friends for quite a long time, and he didn't even recognize me when he walked up to the table.
Yeah.
Until I started talking, and then he was like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, I can look like a girl.
See,
yeah.
It just amazes me to see Amber all grown up after all those years ago, seeing her run down Devil's Den in her little soccer shorts and knee-high socks.
You know what? We don't really need to discuss anything that happened at Devil's Den. Ever. Yeah,
and for her to run, her running down and telling me, Bonnie fell down in the hole.
See, has anybody, listeners, has anybody been to Gettysburg this year? Because I'm fiending to go to that place. I love that place, man.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about Devil's Den ever.
And Devil's Den, of course, is the place in Gettysburg, guys.
Unless you're calling me to say, hey, Bonnie, let's go to Devil's Den, we don't really need to discuss anything that has happened there in the past.
Well,
I think everyone has heard the story.
Bonnie, I would love to go to Devil's Den with you, but I'm just afraid if we do, you'll wander off in the woods with some strange man.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes you need to wander off with a strange man. That's all.
Oh, the comments of Bonnie, the comments of Bonnie Jo Spittler do not represent those of Ghost Man and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
You're bringing back childhood memories from Nathan's.
The comments of Bonnie Jo sure are a hell of a lot of fun. That's really all I gotta say.
Don't wander in the woods with people you don't know, kids.
Don't do it. Especially
I think you should.
No,
if you're grown. If you are grown.
No.
Okay, look, I am a grown-ass woman. If I want to walk off into the woods with a strange man, that is my prerogative.
Wonder if he was a ghost. He could have been a ghost.
He told you were going to see where they found dead bodies, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. That was like... The only thing I can compare that
young
to...
girls.
Him saying that to me and Amber was like the equivalent of the guy in like the white van with no windows saying, come here kid, I got some candy. I mean, that's what it was like. And
which is
I could
exactly
not say
the,
no.
Which is exactly the point we're trying to make.
Yeah. I know that's the point you're trying to make, but first of all, here's the thing everyone always forgets about that story. One, I wasn't alone. Two, Amber walked first. I followed her because I wasn't going to let her go off into the woods with a strange man by herself.
Plus, you had your date rape whistle on you, so you were covered.
But
yeah,
what,
that and my can of mace.
What, right.
What if he had become dangerous after you fell into the 10-foot deep hole and were trapped, Bonnie?
You know what? At that point, I had given up because Amber and I had been through so much, so he could have become dangerous, and I would have just laid there and let him because...
Nice.
I know this is giving strange men ideas, and they want to encounter me at conferences now and get me to the point that I give up.
You got a whole new fan base, baby.
I had given up. Like, my clothes were ripped. I was bleeding from everywhere. My knee was bruised. My leg was bruised.
Sounds like an after-school special.
You know what? Thank you, Doug. It does sound like an after-school special. But at that point, when I fell into the hole and I was completely wrapped around my waist, in like my stomach, my waist, my tatas, everything, wrapped in picker bushes, I gave up.
Saran
because
wrap.
Because Tom came over and tried to pull me out, which only tightened the pickers around me and dug them in a little deeper. So, I mean, really, I had given up. He could have had his way with me, and I would have laid there and let him because I didn't care anymore.
See, I just came up with a new TV show idea. We should do like that. What's that guy's name? Bear whatever from the...
Bear Grylls?
Yeah, they drop him off, and he does all this crazy stuff, eats scorpions and he's always naked somehow in every show, and I think they should do that to you. They should paranormal survivor. They drop you off in the middle of nowhere, and you're going to fall into a hole some point. At some point, you're going to fall into something.
That
I mean,
a given. I'm like the clumsiest person ever. So if
we were
put me within a 50 mile radius of a hole, I'll find it.
Yeah, we were actually at a friend's house in Louisville, Kentucky, and Bonnie was there, and I was out in the driveway. And I heard her coming towards me, and all of a sudden I heard, thump, And I didn't hear anything. Well, apparently she had fell into like a 16-foot cavern in the person's yard. And that was hilarious. That was a great night.
And they had to call the fire department to come dig her out. It was like that thing with the little girl who fell down the mine shaft all those years ago.
In the well, yeah.
Yeah.
Has this like turned into, did I come on your show so you guys could talk about every embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me?
Well,
possibly.
Because you're going to need more than an hour, is what I'm saying.
But see, you get to bring up embarrassing things about us too, so it's all fair.
So
that all the time anyways. I don't have to be on your show to do that. I have a blog that does that.
I mean, the first time I met Bonnie was at a conference. I fell asleep in the middle of a hallway after five minutes after I met her, and she propped up alien like blow up dolls next to me and took photos.
It was one blow up doll. Well, can we not call it a blow up doll? It sounds like Ghostly Talk comes packing to a conference, and we really don't, because we don't. I've seen the men of Ghostly Talk. But it was a blow-up alien, but it was just one blow-up alien. And I will have you know that alien got a lot of action that weekend.
Yeah, the alien actually was deflated.
That's right. The alien later received baby aliens in the mail.
You actually got the alien before Jason and Grant abused it.
That's true. That's true.
That was my mama.
So, and yes, this is true. That is how Nathan and I met. And truthfully, I think that weekend, I'm surprised that you ever spoke to me after that. Well, you really didn't for a while because you forgot my name. But
I forget everyone's name the first time.
I'm wow, that says a lot for your dates. I am
that they're not memorable? I don't know. What are you saying?
I'm surprised you talked to me after that because I was so angry by the time we got to that conference that I wanted to punch babies. Like, I was really, really mad because we got stuck in, like, a six-hour traffic jam. And, of course, I was traveling. And I was driving my car with Dog, Scott, and Will, and all of them were complaining and whining after sleeping like almost the entire trip. They wake up in the middle of the traffic jam. This is not when I want you to wake up and bitch. So right. Shut up.
You know, I can't believe we used to do that. We used to throw our stuff in a car, take a two-day vacation trip on the weekend, go to Arkansas for a conference, and be back on Monday morning.
You know, we've done a lot of stupid, incredibly stupid stuff, but I mean, we used to do that like a couple times a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we weren't going to a conference, we were coming down to Indy and, you know, spending the weekend at Edna C. Collins Bridge or going to cemeteries or
see, that's what I want to get into.
There.
Is there people out there that still go to cemeteries and stuff? Because that's what I haven't done in forever, and that's what I love. I mean, who doesn't love walking through a cemetery on an October day with the leaves coming down and you got your recorder in your hand? And, you know, I mean, that was the fun stuff, man.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to go on a cemetery hunt with Sean Burris, email him now at paranormalmaster1@yahoo.com.
Seriously, that's what I miss. Coming down to Indiana, even though Edna C. Collins Bridge is not, like, my favorite place in the world to go.
Right.
Because I kind of feel like we beat that dead horse already, but I miss that. I miss just going to places that are supposedly haunted and wandering around them.
Well,
and
you know,
going to cemeteries and walking through them because it's peaceful and I loved it, and it was just the thrill of being out with my friends and doing something that I loved.
Yeah, there's nothing like being out at 4 o'clock in the morning, stopping at a VP for beef jerky and root beer, and then going back to some old cemetery.
Exactly, because why is that the ghost hunter's treat of choice when you stop at a gas station?
It's easy. gives you heartburn. I just remember everybody getting back to the house at like 6 o'clock in the morning and dying until like 3 p.m. that day.
Well, you know.
Right, but it was awesome.
You know, it's funny too. Sean just brought up Arkansas. And I remember that Arkansas trip like it was yesterday. Because
we stayed in a haunted room.
I was going to say, not only did I fly in.
We stayed in two haunted rooms.
Yep. Not only did I fly into Bob's Airport, and Bonnie had to drive all the way out to get me, and then drive.
Bob's Airport and Taco Shack. Don't forget that.
And tire repair. And Bonnie drove out to get me and then drove back. Do you ever see those cartoons where they go around the mountain and the car, only two of the wheels are actually on the road? The other two are like in midair off the side of the mountain. And they're going at 90 miles an hour around the mountain. That was our trip back to the hotel.
The Crescent Hotel.
The Crescent Hotel. And then we get back, and we're staying in not only a haunted room, but the two most haunted rooms in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was like people were falling asleep because we'd traveled so much to get there. And they're snoring. And we're like, all right, if you're going to snore, get out, because I don't care if we have the room to sleep in. We're ghost hunting, all right? Get out of the room.
That's it.
You know, the ironic thing about that is that entire trip, I was the one that had been up the longest, and I was not the one that was sleeping.
Well, you run on pure adrenaline, Bonnie Jo. It's not fair to compare you to anyone else.
I'm pretty sure I was running on, like, pure Mountain Dew and crack at that point.
I think so.
Because there's no way, seriously, that I should have been functioning at that point. But
and then you drove home, didn't you?
I did what to
you? You drove home as well?
Yeah. Because, yeah, I did. I drove most of the way, and we did stop in, oh, God, where did we stop, Sean?
Oh, I don't know. Some place to eat.
No. For the night.
Going where?
Coming back from Arkansas.
We went out to haunted Alton, Illinois.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Alton. We stopped in Alton, and then we went around, like, just visiting haunted areas in Alton, and I almost had to kill every man in my car, including Mr. Burris.
Yeah,
because we went somewhere and they did something they shouldn't have.
Why did you guys go to the strip joint and not take Bonnie? That's all I want to know. It's
and they did something they shouldn't have, and about 2 minutes later, we got pulled over by the cops. And I said, okay, fellas, turn around. The rocks are going back.
Yeah. I always like that, you know, when you're out there at a cemetery or something. And you shouldn't be without permission anyway, ever at a cemetery, because there's a lot of bad things happen out there at night, especially those old country cemeteries. But I seem like I'd always get some kind of cemetery where I would get the local sheriff's permission, but the state troopers wouldn't know about it, so they would pull up, and yet they'd give you the whole jive act about, oh, what are you doing out here? You know, here you are, a 30-year-old man trying to explain to them, holding your flashlight and your camera and your recorder, well, I'm ghost hunting, you know, and they just kind of give you that look. All of you ghost hunters out there, you know that look the cops give you when you tell them you're out ghost hunting.
Yeah, it's the, I think they're high, but I'm not really sure look.
yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, Bonnie, too, I remember that was the weekend, like everything went wrong. Like, we're staying in the most haunted hotel that we could find. We're in the most haunted rooms, and Doug starts yelling at everybody because they keep unlocking the doors. And then we find out that the doors unlocking and opening on their own are one of the things that make the room haunted.
That happens in that room, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Doug was like, who keeps unlocking the door?
And then took all the keys from us like we were five.
He did.
And we couldn't be trusted with the keys anymore. And then, but I mean, it was all good once he got a lap dance from Batman and Spider-Man.
I believe that was Jason Gowen.
So, and if anyone wants to see pictures of that, I have those as well.
Those are from the classified archives.
But, yeah, definitely classified. The only thing I can say is, you know, Jason could not hide anything in that costume. And I give him kudos because he has a tight little hiney.
Yeah. Well, I never looked at it that way. But...
he does have a tight little hiney. I was shockingly impressed.
You were, shocking. Were you? Shocking.
And it takes a lot to, well, one, shock me, and two, impress me. So.
Okay, let's go around the table real quick. What, starting with Bonnie, what is your most memorable place that had the most impact on you that you've done in your career as a ghost hunter that you've investigated?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why you gotta start with me?
Well, you could just say it was a cemetery, you know.
Well, you know, no, I think you and I are gonna have the same one though, Sean, because as far as the overall impact, the magnitude of things that happened that couldn't be explained, it's got to be Whispers.
Yeah, whispersestate.com, yeah.
Whispers, or, I mean, we didn't really have a whole lot that happened in the Sally house, but that one will always stick out for me because that's, like, the first time I met you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we flew all the way out to Atchison, Kansas. Mm-hmm.
And that was like the weekend that I fell in love with Sean and knew that we would be bonded for the rest of our life.
That's right.
Because most people upon meeting me are a little, how do I say this, intimidated, frightened. They think I'm going to rip their head off. And
actually, you do.
Well, we got to the Sally house, and Will and Scott instantly took a nap on my air mattress, which left me and Sean to hook up the cameras, and I had just met the guy, didn't really know him from Adam, and he was, well, the ultimate smartass to me. And he made a comment to me that I'm not going to say on your show. But once it came out of his mouth, I just looked at him like, I love you. You're not like timid and shy and intimidated. You're just you, and I love that.
Oh, so yes. I don't know what happened to that guy.
The Sally house will always be special to me because that was the weekend that I met you. You set it all up. And, I mean, we didn't have, like, you know, walls bleeding and things like that happening. But
everybody said was going to happen, yeah.
Right. I mean, things did happen, but yeah. The Sally house will always have a special place in my heart.
Well, I think when we come back, maybe we should elaborate more on what happened. I think a lot of people want to know what happened to Sally House. A lot of people in the chat room are asking. They've heard so many stories. Is it really haunted and stuff? So I think we should take a quick break, Nate.
We should. Before we go to that, though, Sean, I just want to tell you a quick story about the first time I met Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we were actually sitting up in a hotel room in Gettysburg. And I was explaining gun maintenance to her and Scott and Doug. And I was explaining how my pistol sometimes would get jammed and the shell would get stuck in the ejector, and you call that a stovepipe. And all of a sudden, everybody started falling down laughing, and they just started going, Sean Burris! Sean Burris! Stovepipe! Stovepipe!
Yeah,
so
stovepipe.
I will have you know that to this day, when Sean calls me, he is not in my phone as Sean Burris. He is in my phone as stovepipe.
That's retro, man. That is retro.
To this day.
Ah, the good
and
old days.
Believe me, when like my phone is just lying around and it rings and Sean is calling and someone else picks up my phone, they look at me because all it says is stovepipe, and then there's a picture of Sean sitting at Whispers and State, and they're like, I don't even want to know. Here, someone's calling you. And I'm like,
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back in about 5-6 minutes. Right now, we're going to have some music, Sean, from GarageBand.com. It's District Verdant, V-E-R-D-A-N-T. Is that right? Verdant?
All right.
I don't know. I guess. With Easily Charmed Man. So we'll be back in like 5 minutes with music, after music. That stuff.
Stay tuned, guys. More with Bonnie Joe from Ghostly Talk up next.
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun. The show has a little for everyone.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Darker Side currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com. Or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
podcasts, well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Stacey Horn, author of Unbelievable, and you're listening to The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
All you heathens and hooligans, come on and get the hell out of here.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah.
All right.
The haunted back roads of America. We're reminiscing tonight, man.
I guess
going
so.
Going back down the road.
How's the volume there, dude?
I can hear you. Dun, dun, dun. Can you hear me?
There's Magnus.
Ta-da! Surprise. I'm here.
The crypto freak.
I am a crypto freak. I tell you, it's those little fetishes that really work out for you. Oh, I mean, oh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bonnie Joe, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
I got a quick story, guys. It's a pretty good one, pretty quick one here. Mugger's victim reappears as crime-fighting ghost. You guys ready for this?
Okay.
All right. A tourist who lost his life during a vicious assault by a mugger has returned to the scene of the crime as a ghost. Dolores Matthews of Indianapolis, Indiana, had a terrifying encounter with the spirit in the downtown parking lot where he died. He suddenly appeared near my car and he grabbed my camera and snapped a picture, says Dolores, a devoted Sun reader. Of course, I couldn't stop there, so I turned to the internet for more information and discovered the murder man's sad story. His name was Frank Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y. He was recently divorced and came to Indianapolis to see if he wanted to live here. I don't know why he wanted to, but anyway, he tried it. He had only been in town a couple of days when he entered the high-rise garage late one night. Cops believe the killer followed him and struck him when his back was turned. Evidence at the scene indicated the 59-year-old grandfather fought against his assailant, but he was no match for the murderers, muggers. The poor man was stabbed several times and bled to death before anyone found his body. Dolores explains, but now he's back and standing in the place where he died. I've heard more than one story about purse snatchers and other bad guys being thwarted by this phantom. Lifelong resident Edna Crumpton, 72, reported a hair-raising encounter with the ghost after returning from a day of shopping. She says, I felt the spirit's presence when I first stepped out of the elevator in the parking garage, but I didn't sense any danger. Crumpton recalls, then as I walked toward my car, a young man lunged out of the shadows and grabbed my shoulder bag. Just as he turned to run, I heard an eerie scream and saw the pale outline of a man racing towards us. The kid took one look at the ghost, dropped my bag, and tore out of the lot like a scalded cat. After I got over the shock, I tried to thank my unearthly hero, but he melted away before I could say a word. There you go, guys. Ghost in the parking garage, some parking garage. In Indianapolis, Indiana, right here in hometown.
Wow.
Now, wow, a crime-fighting ghost.
Crime-fighting ghost.
Are you going to go?
I think we need to go. We need to find this parking garage.
We do?
And we need to stage a mugging. Sean, you can mug me.
Yes.
Well, first, Sean, you have to lead her off into the woods.
You're going to beat me about the head and face until he appears.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now, Bonnie, can't we do it where you mug Sean and beat him about the head and face?
No, because, well, Sean's too pretty.
That'd be a lot of hit count.
Yeah. It would.
Wasn't this like the 30th anniversary of Pac-Man this week?
It was, yeah, 2 days
yes,
ago.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That sure and the Star Trek, or Star Wars, excuse me, the Empire Strikes Back.
There you go.
They both came out the same day.
Yeah, they had a big marathon this whole weekend. I've had the last 4 days off, man. I've been watching the New Hope and Star Wars. You know how they word it now. I don't know what I'm watching. You know how they changed it all.
Chapter 1, Chapter 2, Episode 1, Episode 2, all that stuff, right?
It's not just Star Wars 1, you know, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. It's all different.
Curse you, Lucas.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Paranormal Broadcasting with ADD. You don't know what we're going to talk about next.
We're just all over the place. But we were talking about, ooh, shiny object. But we were talking about, you know, the haunted back roads, man, and some of the good times that we've had out on the roads and some of the things that have led us up to where we're at now, which is in a funk because nobody's doing nothing, at least from our group that I've seen lately. I don't know, Magnus, have you been doing anything paranormal?
I've actually been I always just a paranormal, baby. You know how I work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Actually, I've been not doing as much as I want to do, but I did meet with some people yesterday for some preemptive studies, looking at the houses, what they were talking about, trying to do some research on some of the possible ghost hunts in the next month or so. Nothing too big, and I think, I don't know, it seems like the market's flooded with people who are like amateur hour. So every time I've been going in, people have been calling us up because they brought some crew in with a camcorder, thinking they had a ghost hunting crew. So right. I think there's so many of them out nowadays since it's kind of trendy to be one, you know, ghost hunting crew.
Oh, yeah.
We just, you know, we're not getting all the attention we used to. Darn it.
I think we've been dealing with that forever, man. I mean, when I first started out, I remember I didn't have enough pockets, man, to carry my gear. Now when I go out, it's just a camera in my pocket and an EVP recorder usually. You know what I mean?
And occasionally I'll bring an EMF meter or a temperature gauge, but not both at the same time.
Yeah, you just can't hold them all, man. You usually end up dropping it, breaking it, and having to buy. I went through like four or five different EMF meters.
And trust me, after we were carrying around like $10,000 equipment on the show, we didn't want to drop anything.
But we were talking, yeah, no doubt. We were talking to Bonnie, and they were interested about the Sally House.
I'm interested about the Sally House because I've never been.
Yeah, I'm going to let Bonnie, I think, tell her impressions, her feelings about the Sally House. Now, I don't know if we're going to ruin any book deals out there for anybody, so I don't want to, you know, all I can tell you is what we experienced, right, Bonnie?
Exactly. Truthfully, to be honest with you, it's another one of those places where I can't say, hands down, this place is haunted. I mean, we had heard all the stories before we went there, of course, and everyone was like, it's such a horrible place. You're never going to, you know, no one can spend the night there. It's just, ooh,
you're
going to
get
so
attacked.
Yeah. You're going to be scratched. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. And
you have the same warning in your house, don't you, Bonnie? You have the same thing in your front door when you walk in.
Yes, but that's a guarantee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The gold standard right there.
Oh, okay, like, I don't let people down, okay?
Yeah.
If I say it's going to happen, it happens. But, I mean, truthfully, you know, we had heard all the horror stories and whatnot, and I probably had three or four of the best night's sleep of my life in the Sally House.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping next to Scott, so that says a lot. That, like, I because, you know, I came prepared. I brought an air mattress, and the second he saw it, Scott was like, oh, I'm sleeping with you. And I was like, well, I just got screwed.
Yeah, but the rest of us end up sleeping on the floor.
Wait a minute, Bonnie. Before we go on with this story, let's clarify, because you just said, Scott said, I'm sleeping with you, and you said, I just got screwed. So.
Whoa!
Okay, no, Ghostly Talk is not that close.
Thank goodness.
Behind the scenes.
We are not as close as G&D is.
Ah! Yes, well. Jason,
a lot of lonely nights in studio, folks.
Jason and Sean did get very close. You know, Sean was very attracted
That's
to those big
I'm
boots.
That's all I'm saying. But, I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot that I remember happening. Like, I remember that all four of us were upstairs and the radio downstairs turned on by itself playing
yeah.
Sweet Caroline. I will never forget that as long as I live. But, I mean, for the rest of the time, it was relatively calm other than our sheer stupidity. So, I can't, it's not one of those that I can say, oh, yes, you have to go there. It's so crazy. It's
we
like,
even took the dolls. We even took the dolls out of her bedroom, and we set them up downstairs, man, and we tried to do a EVP session with the dolls around it, and Yeah, we got some good stuff. We didn't. Some people in the group got some stuff. I believe they asked the little girl, were you black or were you white? And one of the, you remember that, Bonnie? And one of the responses was, I was black.
Yeah.
It was something like that. And it definitely sounded, and it was, I forget that condenser box that they were using back there. The genome, the germanium diode. Remember that, Nathan?
Yep.
Barely, yeah.
Yeah, the germanium diode. I actually worked on one. I was going to put it together, and they were using that at the Sally House, and that's what they got that I was black off of. So, you know, I mean, the place had some stuff happen. I slept with my shirt off. Nothing scratched my back or anything. I slept downstairs. I was looking around because I'd heard, you know, terrible, terrible stories about, you know, the family that had lived there and stuff had happened. And who knows, man? Maybe stuff did happen when they were there. It just didn't happen to me.
Right. But I mean, it was still a good time, but that's not, like, when people ask me about certain places, that's not one of the places that I'm instantly like, oh yeah, you gotta go there. Whereas, like, when people ask me about Whispers, I'm like, yeah, you should definitely go.
Well, yeah. I had an incredible time at Whispers, and even I was there for a night that it wasn't super active, and a lot happened. And I would love to go back to Whispers. I would love to go
back. If you go back, let me know. I've actually never been. Every time I've tried to go, people have gone to go with, backed out, or something happens, they're selling the place or something. I forget what's going on. But I've actually never been. So if you ever go, I will gladly carry your luggage.
If you're listening out there, Van, or whoever's owning Whispers Estate right now, I'm going to try to contact the owners of Whispers here and try to get something going.
It would be nice
this year.
To do another live G&D show from Whispers Estate, because we actually got live action going on the air, and I mean, we didn't have to pull any
and it wasn't just because I was there.
No, it wasn't, and we didn't have to pull any fishing line to make it happen or anything like that. Or oh, that wasn't me. No, I did not say that. I wouldn't say that. No.
That was more successful shows.
Yes. Those, funny. Those are shows that actually got past their first season.
Yeah. So what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
Harass the hell out of them on your own show. That's how it works.
That's how it works. But we're above that. We're above that. But
obviously I'm not. But
we
but just for
to be,
tonight,
anyway.
Because I went downstairs, I got another bottle of Crystal Skull vodka. And
I'll be darned.
Not that
go.
We drink on the show. We would never do that. But,
you know. No, we smell the bottle, though.
Yes.
We do smell.
We inhale sniffed all it. The vapors.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, I would say the only thing about Whispers Estate is the only place I've been, and I've been to some humdingers, man, where some stuff has happened. But when I went to Whispers, I was sitting on the couch, and it was me, Doug Semig, and Jarrett Marshall, the old owner at the time. And, we're sitting there having a conversation, and all of a sudden you start hearing a little girl run across the floor. I think, Nathan, I know you guys have all heard her run across the floor.
Yeah.
And then she started doing the mommy, mommy, and crying, and then you started hearing growls, and something said Jarrett's name. A guy's voice said Jarrett's name, and I was just sitting there holding the side of the couch. Here I am, a ghost hunter, and then my body's thinking this is cool, but my mind's thinking it's time to fight or flight. You know what I'm saying?
Get the hell out of Dodge. Yeah, that's
right. It's something's going down that you're not, and it amazed me. I mean, I couldn't sleep that night. I was up. I was watching for everything because I'd never seen activity present itself that strong.
I never have, and I'm actually curious what's going to happen. Like, if I get there, you may see a giant 6'2" man screaming like a little girl running away. Who knows?
Well, I know. A lot of guys have went in there, and a lot of people, they don't want to spend the night. They really don't want to stay. They will, but they don't want to stay alone. That's for sure. It shakes you up a little.
A whole lot of people don't want to sleep in the attic.
Bonnie slept up there by herself.
She's a hardcore chick.
She is.
Well, I slept in the base or in the living room by myself. Because I wanted to keep the EVP equipment running all night.
Right.
And that was just, and to this day, I will never forgive myself for not staying that extra night and just investigating on my own.
I know. You had the place to yourself.
Of course, you say that now, but maybe if you had stayed, you'd be like, remember that guy, Nathan? Remember he got found dead in that creepy house?
He was behind the walls.
He just vanished. We found his shoe, and then yeah. People hearing his voice from this point on. It was a... So, no.
We found his mud stinky shoe from Gettysburg.
Oh, we have to bring up the stinky shoe from Gettysburg again.
We do.
I see, Sean.
We were on the trail of the Lady in White at Barlow's Knoll, and Nathan fell into a part of the spring, man.
It was
and it must
swamp.
Have been a part of the spring that hadn't been open in years because it was stanky.
It was a swamp.
Oh, man, it was nasty.
Low tide.
It was nasty.
Oh, God.
That's the price you pay for a ghost hunt.
That's right.
Yeah, I've actually been to a couple ghost hunts I've been on. I come back, and I'm covered with, you know, cobwebs, dust, dirt, mud, because I'm one of those guys that if there's a little small tunnel underneath the base of the foundation where, you know, like slaves hid, and there's sound coming from out of there, I am in there. Like, I worry it's going to be like a poo in the honey tree sort of thing. I'm going to be stuck halfway right. in. But I come out of there sometimes. I can't go anyplace but home to chisel off the dirt all over me because I am in and out of any place possible to find some, you know, audio recording or something, you know, photography, whatever. I, you know, it's horrific sometimes to get out of there. So
that's like a typical Saturday night for me.
Nice.
I missed you, Bonnie. I gotta say right now. I know these guys here, I talk to them sporadically, but I miss you. You're definitely a dynamic chick. I miss you.
Dynamic!
Bum, bum, bum! Bonnie, so dynamic chick.
I'm getting all of the stuff thrown at me tonight.
Shit, we've
so
already
I miss
called her,
you, Magnus.
We've already called her the First Lady of Paranormal and the Paranormal National Treasure, so it's...
So, Magnus, I got to ask you, with your crypto background, what do you think about the bizarre creature with the long, hairy body and bald skin on its head and feet that showed up in a Canadian town last week?
I wondered what you were doing there, Sean.
I know. It looks like a dead beaver, but really, really vicious looking. I mean, but they're saying
it looked like it was, something like that. I could have been one of the, I saw one picture, and I don't know if it's the right one, so I can't quite comment on it. People were sending me the talking about creatures though. People were sending me the Asian Yeti. Do you see that picture online?
I have not.
I was hoping for something. You know, when they say Yeti, I'm expecting some sort of primate. It's like, but apparently over there, it's like we call the the animals with no fur over here chupacabras. You know, because the unknown random creature. But there was an animal they pulled from some trap somewhere. That's another hairless creature that is just made. Definitely a problem with mange. And I'm not even from there, and I recognize the animal. So if anyone's listening who's going to send me more information on the Asian Yeti, it's a palm civet with it's like massive mange. And so it's just one of those. I'm actually more curious why there's suddenly massive mange. Not that there's any sort of – it's not a chupacabra or a Yeti or a, I don't know, Sean Burris. It is something that's – it's, you know, I'm actually more worried why there's suddenly an influx of such severe mange is actually destroying, like, you know, there's animals with zero fur, not just blotchy fur, but, like, full-body mange now.
Guys, I'm so hungry for something to come out, something in the paranormal community. It's just, we've been stagnant.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Sean Burris has just come out.
But, I'm just ready for something. I mean, I remember when the two cats came out, we found Bigfoot, man, and I was all excited. It was on CNN, right? And it had
I was crazy excited about that. I knew it was going to be something false at one point because I've had that happen a zillion different times that I get my hopes up for, you know, a monkey costume in a freezer or, I don't know, something.
Usually you don't see it on CNN, though. You know, when it hit CNN, I thought it might be something to it.
Yeah, exactly. When I saw CNN... That's when I got a little more like, hey, wait a minute. These guys aren't as quick to publish something weird and unusual that it may be false. But I think that also thanks to the way the internet is now. I mean, people have Twitter. It's old news by the time it hits the news channels. So I think a lot of things are getting published quicker now, which is good for us. Maybe not good for us. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I know everybody's got a freaking opinion out there, and you hear everybody. You get bombarded with the opinions before you even get to see the pictures.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's the reason I'm always hesitant. I get information before finally saying.
So. I just want to see Bonnie Jo again. That's all I want.
Here's the lollipop. So,
what are you doing, Bonnie? Are you live on investigation right now? I mean, what's going on?
That's love. No, I'm at home.
Is there? You used to live in a haunted house. Now.
Not the excitement you were looking for.
No, that's what. But you did used to live in a certified haunted house. Magnus been out there. I've been out there.
Certified.
That's where Sean and I met.
I think the only certifiable thing in that house was me. But yes, I did.
Yeah, I remember you told me. I was getting ready to go to sleep, and you said, "Yeah, I got to run some errands. You're going to be the only one here. By the way, the house is haunted by a pretty ornery old man. So have a good night.
No,
I'll be back in
a
little bit."
No, that is not what I said.
Yeah.
I said, it wasn't that, okay, for everyone out there listening that thinks I just abandoned Sean in my house.
No, he had water next to the, his handcuffs were loose, they were fine. There was a straw with water right there in the bed.
They were not loose, Magnus, you know I don't keep them loose. So,
yeah,
she left me in Detroit by myself.
Okay, seriously, my great niece was born, or was in the process of being born. So I had to leave to go to the hospital. And I didn't say, oh, by the way, the house is haunted by an ornery old man. I said, oh, by the way, the house is haunted by a dirty old man.
Oh, dirty, yeah.
He was ornery until he started hanging around with Bonnie, and then it just kind of rubs off. Literally.
And then he became a dirty old man, yes, exactly. Yeah. Because he at one point in time, I think he was a preacher before he met me, and then he became a dirty old man. No, he was, that is how he was described to me by someone that was at my home. They're like, he's a dirty old man, and I'm like, could you please rephrase, because I live here alone. And you just made me feel like every time I take a shower, someone's going to be watching. And if I don't have the video camera on, I don't want that.
Well, we have the webcams installed. We have that. We've set up those years ago. I mean, we're still getting hits off those every day. So
yeah.
Well, I know.
You have the most famous Assen in Germany now, I think. That's
Switzerland.
Switzerland loves you.
Well, you know, that makes sense because I am German. So, yeah. But
you're huge in China, baby.
So are you, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, we're living in a world now where, you know, it's just insane. The number one golf player is black. The number one rapper was white, and the number one basketball player was Chinese. So things are just not. You can't go with stereotypes anymore.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's a politician.
Yes.
For a while, you know, spinach was toxic and poisonous. The world's all topsy turvy.
It is.
There was one day where I was actually nice too.
No way. Did you warn people?
Did you write that down?
It actually went into Guinness.
I actually caused more heart attacks the day I was nice. Than on a regular day.
Yeah.
Believe it. I need warning. If it ever happens again, if I'm ever around you, put a bell around your neck or put a big note or some sort of sign. Wow.
All right, guys. We're obviously having just one of our paranormal parties, hanging out and chatting and stuff. But I'm going to throw a question out there. How many times, this is each person
Six
individually
this
answer.
Weekend.
Not how many times you've dreamt about me, Bonnie.
Toes were curled.
How many times on investigations or just going out and ghost hunting or whatever have each of you individually been pulled over by a police officer or stopped by a police officer?
With
oh,
or without
good God.
You being around, Nathan?
Well, you have to count yours individual there, so the fact that we were together doesn't count.
Damn.
But you can count that as one of yours.
Okay, I didn't know. Bonnie, I want to hear yours first.
You know... Here's the ironic thing.
She calls the cops to find her, actually. That's her little thing. It's a game.
That's because she's wandered off in the woods with a strange man.
You know what it is? It's because I like a man in uniform, and I'm hoping that the cop will cuff me. Okay? God, that's actually happened a lot. And the ironic thing is, it seems like every time it happened, someone that we were with, like the one time the girl had a taser and I was like, you know, you can't taser a ghost. And another time one of the guys had like a knife in his glove box. And I was like, oh my God, we're all going to jail because apparently people think you have to go packing to go ghost hunting. But
I've seen Scooby-Doo. Scary things happen. I need protection.
Yes, yes.
It could happen.
I'm actually more afraid of the living than I am the dead, but I think they're more afraid of me, so it doesn't matter. It's God. Since I started, it's probably happened 20 times.
Wow.
This is a ghost hunt, well, not in your house. The cops showing up is probably a frequent thing, I imagine.
And not in the backseat of a car with the windows steamed up.
That's normally a stripper when they show up at my house, so that's okay. And I make them use my handcuffs because they're harder to get out of.
See?
Anyways.
But Bonnie's done it 20 times, okay.
I feel like we've lost the paranormal topic tonight.
Sean, how many times have you been stopped by a cop while ghost hunting?
You know, I would say maybe twice in the cemetery. I always had the proper documents. Okay.
It's been more than twice because it's happened when I've been with you at least once.
Oh, yeah, maybe three or four times.
Nice. Not bad, though.
Magnus?
Not too many. I mean, a handful of times. Probably 6, 7 I can think of offhand right now. Luckily, I may not have the paperwork with me, but I'm very nice and charismatic, I've been told.
You had on your Daisy Dukes and your roller skates there, Magnus?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, jinkies! And it's rolled up next to him. No, but I've been places that people have seen flashlights walking around, think it's someone that's vandalizing, and then they see me, and they get the taser out. But no, most cops have been pretty good, as long as they're not causing too much problems, or they're like, okay, hang around, we gotta get going, we better get some phone calls, but... maybe only 6, 7 that's been enough that I'm kind of like, oh, hi, I got to recant my whole life story, give records to it. And unlike the time with Nathan, it was you, myself, was Gowan and Doug, right?
Yeah.
And none of us had – I was the only person from New York. We were getting pulled over or get caught in New York. It was Gowan's grandmother's car, not his name to be found on their device. Everyone else was from another city. And they're like, why are you 4 men randomly in a park?
And you got to understand, it's in a park in the middle of the night at Niagara Falls. 4 guys, and we're not small guys.
Yeah, an old lady's grandma's car. It was
fitting into like a car that's like half, that the 4 of us could have picked up and carried. You know, it was
definitely like a circus moment there. There's actually clown music. We got them climbing out of there. Actually the cop turned out really great. Maybe he started giving us the tour. He's like, oh, you guys are actually in the ghost hunting. Over here is the rope to rappel down, and here's this, and this.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. This is handy.
Well, that was an interesting night.
That's what was happening that night, I think. 4 men in a little car to
Big
his grandma.
Guy in a little coat.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing overly exciting. How about you?
Well, there was a time that you were with me. One time I got actually stopped. I was with the owner of the property, and the cop came up and wanted to check for documents and things like that. And since I was with the owner, it was okay. And then once with Sean, it wasn't actually on a ghost hunt, but on the way back, I got pulled over because I couldn't find a place to turn around. And the officer actually told me, and these aren't my words, folks. Sean will tell you, these are not my words. The officer told me I was driving like a retarded kid with a cupcake.
Oh, my God. I'm using that sentence. I'm taking that sentence and making my own.
It was right outside of General Lee's old headquarters.
It was. And
we got pulled down, and he walked up to the car, and he was spotlighting us all, man. He was bird-dogging us for a minute.
He said, I knew you had to either be lost or drunk because you were riding like a retarded kid with a cupcake.
Yeah, Pennsylvania's finest, man.
Well, Pennsylvania is definitely one of those.
I wanted to look at him and say, no, Oliver, I don't have a cupcake. But
I had a problem with the Ohio guys, actually. Ohio police were definitely one of the few times that it was the point that they were just about ready to put us in the car and take us away. And they would not listen to reason, I got to say.
Wow.
I could pretty much guess that by the way their facial hair was trimmed and the way they pronounced everything. So it was pretty rough.
Yeah. Well,
I
think
smart boys, I got to make an example of you.
We went to an old hospital, and we actually had permission. Bonnie was there. I think Doug was there. We had a bunch of people with us, and we had permission. We had walked around, and we had talked to the cops out there, and they gave us permission to be there. And the shift changed while we were inside the belly of this old abandoned insane asylum. And we had radios on us. And who was it, Bonnie? Was it Doug or somebody said, you guys need to get out here real quick?
Yeah, I think it was Doug.
So we come and, flying out.
I feel compelled to interject here because this was one of those times where I seriously thought I was going to get arrested, and it was going to be Sean's fault. Because Sean, like, Sean was being very polite, and he explained everything that was going on, and that we had talked to this person and that person, and he was being very polite. Well, the gentleman that we were speaking to, and I use that term very loosely, was, I think, feeling the need to express his masculinity.
Going through the change of life or something.
And he wanted to have a contest to see whose was bigger, I guess. And him and Sean got locked into, like, this death staring match at each other. Like, no words were spoken. They were just glaring at each other. And I was like, I'm going to have to call my parents to bail me out of jail in Indiana. Because I thought for sure that I was getting arrested, and it
was
going
like a
to
smell
be
of musk
fault.
In the air or something. What's going on? Jeez, guys.
I swear to God, they were putting something off, and I could have settled it all because I could have just said, okay, look, boys, mine is bigger. Let's move on. But
ooh, it is too.
They literally were like, it was like they were having a man moment, that typical man moment where neither one wants to back down.
It happened.
And one has the power to put you in cuffs and take you to jail, and the other one doesn't. I mean, Sean has the power to put me in cuffs because I'll let him do it whenever he wants. But he cannot put me behind bars. He doesn't have that power. The other one had that power, and I think Sean was really, really trying to see how far he could push this guy.
Bonnie Joe.
Before he took us to jail.
Yeah.
What?
No, I was just saying, it's there's Bonnie Joe in cuffs, ladies and gentlemen, just waiting to be bailed out.
Yeah, there I heard your those are Nathan's handcuffs.
Why I have fluffy handcuffs in the Ghostman and Demon Hunter studio, I don't know. But
there's all kinds of stuff in the G&D studios, man. Oh, my God.
I have handcuffs in the drawer in my bedroom, so.
Really? I don't have that. I have giant shackles.
And to contact Bonnie Joe, find her on Facebook at...
I have handcuffs and a whip, for the record.
Wow.
That's right. It's a paranormal party, ladies and gentlemen.
Whip it up.
Who hasn't seen, like, the promo picture that we took for Ghostly Talk with the whip and the handcuffs?
I did, yeah.
Who do you think supplied the props for that picture?
Doug.
Nope.
Oh, God.
And actually, the best part of that whole thing, like, Bobby T is the one that did our promo photos. I love you, Bobby T. Mwah. He did our promo photos, and he called me, and he says, Bonnie, I have an idea for a promo photo. And I said, okay. And I love Bobby's ideas because they usually make me look really good. So I'm like, okay, Bobby, what's going on in that warped little head is yours? And he says, I don't really want to go into it right now, but can you get your hot little hands on a whip and some handcuffs? I'm like, yeah, it'll take me about 30 seconds.
Yeah, done and double done.
Okay, bring them. So I have handcuffs and a whip in my purse, and I'm driving.
Buy that for a dollar.
And I stop at the gas station right by Doug's house, which I stop at every time I go to Doug's house.
I think Nathan just fell out of his chair.
And I go in to get cigarettes and a pop, you know. And the guy tells me how much it is, and I go to pull out my wallet, and out comes the whip. And lands on the counter right in front of the guy. And he just looked at me like... It was almost like he didn't know how to react to it. Like, he wanted to make a comment, but didn't know if he should go there or not.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
I just casually picked it up, stuck it back in my purse, took the money out of my wallet, and handed it to him.
Well, Bonnie,
and to this day, when I go into that gas station, I get just the slightest devilish grin from that gentleman.
Well, Bonnie, at least you were buying cigarettes and not condoms and lube, because that would have been it right there.
One cucumber, one plunger.
He probably figured that if I had the whip in my purse, I was probably prepared for everything else.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's funny. I used to have a problem like bringing dates home. I would have to rearrange my house because I collect odd things. I collect canes. I collect, obviously I collect books of occult material.
Midget
and stuff
porn.
Like that. No, that's Sean's collection. But one of the things I collect since I used to when I was a little kid, my father had an old carriage for carriage racing, for horses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it had an old whip around it. So I had taken the whip when I was a kid and I saved the whip. Well, that was the first whip I'd saved. So I started collecting whips over the years. So like my wall was like just covered with these whips hanging all over the wall. Well, I'd bring home a date and they'd look at those
walls.
That's pretty hot. That would be about the end of the date right there. And they'd run away screaming. So after a while, I had to like take. I knew I was going out on a date that night for hopes somebody might come home. The whips would all come off the walls.
That's because you weren't going on a date with the right women.
This is
yeah, exactly.
Okay, because if you had brought like me home, I would have taken each individual whip off the wall and used it.
I have a story. You remember that guy Nathan? He was going on dates for a while. We just found his shoe.
Yes, we found his shoe. We think he's in the wall.
Exactly.
I think the message of tonight's show, if we had any guys, we were just goofing off. We promised to get better as we.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. But the thing about it is there's a lot of haunted places out there on the American back roads, man. And I for one, have lost touch with it, and I plan on getting it back.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of the best places I've ever haunted are not these whole mainstream big got to rent out a night. It's the small farmhouse that's been, always been the haunted place. And just talking to the owners, being nice to them, and they're like, yeah, come on in for a couple hours. Check it out. I've had the most experiences ever have been in that like middle of nowhere. Just keep your ears open. You'll find it. You'll hear about them that way. So,
and the partnerships that you get out there, man, just talking to people till 4 o'clock in the morning, sitting at a haunted location. I mean, that right there is just amazing to me.
And Sean, I think the second most important lesson we learned tonight was if you're going to go ghost hunting, when you're done, don't drive home like a retarded kid with a cupcake.
Right.
That's the second rule right there. It's it's a good lesson to learn because especially I guess if you're in Gettysburg, you will get pulled over for it.
And the third most important thing is that I'm a dynamic chick with issues.
Yes, but you are the national treasure.
Every time you say dynamic, I keep seeing you like in a Batwoman costume.
Sean, we're not talking about your fantasies now.
Oh,
bam!
Sean, it was horrible. I actually started riding my motorcycle again. For those of you who don't know, check out my Facebook page. I've got some pictures of the bike up there, me riding it. I love my bike, but I've always worn leathers when I rode, and now I'm getting older. It gets hot when you wear leathers. So I was wearing, today I was wearing a lime green or, neon green racing jacket. And it had a big A on the front. And I was just like, suddenly I'm Aquaman.
Like Alvin in the Chipmunks.
Yes. I was going for the superhero mode, but thanks a lot, Sean. Now I'm a chipmunk.
Nope. I'm here for you, bro.
Yeah, always count on Sean. Always count on Sean.
Oh, always count on me, guys.
For all those people.
It's good to be back, though, guys. It's good to be back home. John, Bonnie, Nate, it's good to be back, guys. Thanks for holding up the ship while I've been gone.
And for all you people who thought it was a little strange that Sean left me lying on the ground when I passed out or let me bury Jason alive, yes, that's just the man he is. So it's...
Good times.
It was. And, there's more to come.
More to come.
And thank you, Bonnie Joe.
You're welcome.
We love Bonnie Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love you, fellas.
And Sean, sadly, you know, it's time for us to say thank you to everyone for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
It is, guys, and it's that time to go back to the work week. Don't work too hard, and we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log onto our forums, because, hey, we really want to hear from you.
And thanks to Magnus Apollo for joining us here tonight. Thank you, Magnus.
Yay!
Oh, you're welcome. I have fun here.
And I'm looking at the wrong sheet. I was about to bring us into the show. And my line would be, join us next Sunday when we will surely be back. I think we'll be back, right, Sean?
Well, it's going to be Memorial Day weekend, and I'm not sure what the situation with the kids are yet. So hopefully we're going
to
be back.
That's fair. I actually have to ride in the parade for the Masons, so I will not be back. But we will not be back next week. But, Sean, the week after that, we will be back with any luck. And
we'll be bad.
I will be a full Master Mason.
Well, congratulations.
I will have gone through all the steps of Master Mason at that point.
Time to get out the good
whip. Is that like when you became a full masturbator?
No.
This has a lot more hands-on experience than that, I think.
Yeah. That didn't require anyone watching to make sure I did it right. So,
he didn't require it, but he did it anyway. He offered that service.
Let's get out of here, guys.
Before webcams.
Don't go changing, Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night, guys. Have a great week.
I think I'm going to erase this show.
Why?
So say good night to the bad guy.
Well, I don't like what's where I work. I'm wasting my precious time. I'm working day in, I'm slaving day out, and I'm losing my worried mind. From day to day, the boss man telling me what to do just makes me want to say to those heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I could use a beer. I don't need you and I don't need this. I want to make this perfectly clear. Listen up here.